Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, I was thinking about some of the things that we said, some of the things that we forecasted regarding the corona panic and the eruptions of violence and the supply chain disruptions. We called it right, every bit of it. We called it right ahead of time, way ahead of everybody else. And we said that the fireworks in the United States used to celebrate the 4th of July. I don't think they're used to celebrate Independence Day. I think they're used to celebrate the day. Number four in the month of July. At least that's what most people think they're for. So we forecast that those fireworks would be used by the villagers against the police because the police and the military were escalating. And we said to the president, don't do it. Do not escalate because it will, if the feds escalate and if the police escalate, it will get worse. And it has. So what's being used is by the military, the feds, and the police, rocket launchers, you know, for tear gas, etc. And it's been escalating, all because of one guy, Mayor Jacob Frey, Minneapolis, Minnesota, because he was so greedy, and he wanted to protect his murderous cops. He wanted to protect them. So because of that, violence has erupted. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. Him. He did it. He's the guy. So in the history books, when you want to read about who was the guy that caused the final blow to destroy the United States of America, his picture should show up. Jacob Frey, of mayor of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And as I was thinking about this, I was thinking, what's next? What's the next level of escalation? Now, this is just anybody can see this. This is like plain as day. The villagers are using Molotov cocktails. Why are they doing that? Because that's what they have. They've got bottles. They've got flammable liquids. They've got bricks and rocks. And they've got pipes and whatever else they can find. And that's what they're using. And they're lashing out. They're lashing out against the big bad system, the evil that has been foisted upon us for decades. The overtaxation, the overbearing regulations, the inability to compete with the most favored trading partner, China. How did that happen? Well, our government did it to us. They put their hands around our necks, strangled us, and gave the Chinese a way to sell cheap, inferior substandard products at lower prices than we can make them for. Those are our alleged representatives who have done that. And the result of all of this erupted with the straw that broke the camel's back. George Floyd and Mayor Jacob Frey of Minneapolis. So that's where the blame is. Okay, it's on the politicians, but the straw that broke the camel's back was the murder and the protection of the murderers, the police, who murdered a man. Now, was the man a nice guy? Probably not. Was George Floyd a nice guy? Probably not. Not in his history. But he didn't deserve to be murdered. Okay, so what's next? Well, it's clear to me that in classrooms, ignorant teachers would use laser pointers. They'd say, looky over here, class, and they would point to the board with a laser pointer, which is insanity, because you can be blinded by a laser, even a laser pointer. They say all over them, don't look at this. So I believe that you should avoid being in protest, because stupid people are going to take these laser pointers, and they come in different colors, green and blue and red, and they can start pointing with them. And the police are going to go ballistic, because they know that they can be blinded by them. Now, the police may set up people to do this. I don't know. The next thing that I think is going to happen is those laser pointers are going to be used for other purposes, like drilling holes. You know how the police have this special tool, and they go in parking lots and they just walk up to the sidewall of the tire. They punch holes in the sidewall of a tire with this special tool. It doesn't just poke a hole like an awl would poke a hole or a nail would poke a hole. It actually cores the tire. It literally takes a circular section of rubber out of the tire so you can't fix it. And it won't self-seal. It's a hole designed to destroy the sidewall of the tire. And you can't easily repair the sidewall of a tire. Once you get a hole in the sidewall of the tire, that's it. It's new tire time. And these cops who have done this, if they damage one tire on a car that has four tires, and just about every car I know has four tires, if they damage one and it's an all-wheel drive car, the owner has to buy four new tires so they're all the same tread depth left. So one tire costs four, plus mounting and balancing. Minimum of $500 to over $1,000 for a truck. So here's what I envision happening next. The people saw this, but they don't have access to these special handheld police tools, you know, designed to destroy tires. That's what they're designed for. They're made for the police. But the villagers have screw guns. Cordless screw guns. And they can be used with drill bits, and they can be used with screwdriver bits, Phillips and Thompson. I can see it coming. It's probably already happened. That the villagers have gone out and they said, you know what? We don't have to burn the police cars. We'll just take this cordless screw gun with a small drill bit. Remember, like they did to the villagers' cars. I'm telling you, this is going to keep escalating and escalating and escalating. And they're going to drill holes with lasers and all kinds of things. And they're going to blind people. And it's going to be terrible. And then more shooting is going to start. And the president has done the dumbest thing possible. He sent in the federales. What was he thinking? He's going to tell the villagers what to do. He has no idea that the villagers outnumber the federales about 300 to 1.
At least. In some places, it's 700 to 1.
My blood is... I'm talking about the national average. I did the calculation. It's real simple arithmetic. You know, it's how many cops and how many Americans. And Gwyneth, it's happening all over. And the politicians, let me say it this way. So around Washington, D.C., by the way, Washington, D.C. has the highest number of police per villager in the country, by far. So I've been on what's called the Beltway. It's like it was at the time, 25 years ago, five lanes going each direction. It's like rings around the nation's capital or the nation's cesspool. And I've been stuck in traffic there. All of a sudden, everything comes to a grinding halt. Five lanes wide, everybody stopped. And the visualization that I have in my mind is that some guy in a limousine, in the back of a limousine, he knocks on the glass partition and he says to the driver, "Hey, what's going on? Why are you stopped?" And the driver says, "Senator, this is gridlock. It's a traffic jam. And maybe there's an accident. There's something going on. And there's nothing we can do. We're stuck here." And the senator says, "I'm important. Who are these people who are in my way? Who are they?" Now, I can't say that I've been in the back of that limousine, because I haven't. But I can visualize that. That there's another class of people, the ones who tell us what to do. And they look down on us. They look down on those people on the Beltway with the ladders and the pickup trucks, the guys that fix the air conditioning systems, the guys that paint the buildings, the guys that do the masonry work, repair the roads, all that. And I believe they're looked down on. They shouldn't be, but I believe they are, by the ruling class. So the ruling class looks down on us, the bottom 93%, with contempt. We're in their way. And when something goes wrong, more force. More force. This time it's not going to work so well. Because there are more guns than they realize. There's more ammunition than they realize. And people are getting desperate. People are losing their minds. Absolutely losing their minds. At Starbucks, there was a barista, a coffee maker, or a coffee pourer, who said to a customer, "I'm sorry, but there's a mask rule. The employee didn't make this up. The employee was just trying to comply with the rules of the road right now." And so what does this over 200-pound guy do? Breaks the jaw of the coffee pourer. We're losing our minds. It's ridiculous. The war is on. The second American Revolution is on. The second American Civil War is on. This is a combination of a civil war and a revolution rolled into one. And there's no getting out of it. It's impossible. The government, combined with the Federal Reserve, has printed us into monetary collapse. If you look at prices of real things, I'm not talking about Chinese junk. I'm talking about real American products. The prices have escalated. Many X. What's X? Well, the original price. Many X is many times the original price. So, when we come back, Gwyneth, I want to just talk about ammunition and the price of ammunition. When I tell you what has happened, you won't believe it. And if this doesn't curl the hair on the back of your neck, you're not paying attention.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and when I was a child back in the 1950s and the 1960s, anyone could go to a store, hardware store, and buy ammunition. So, for example, if you wanted to buy a box of 50 22 long rifle cartridges, they would cost 50 cents. For the box. 1 cent each. I decided to look up what the price is now. Well, it's hard to find them. So I went to, I typed in bulk ammo on a search engine. You ought to do it. Try it. Type in bulk, B-U-L-K, space A-M-M-O. And then go to the 22 section. See if you can find some 22s. And here's what they cost now. $10 a box for 50 rounds, 22s. So, if y'all remember, months ago, I was saying things like, got 22s, got 22s. You know how much they were then, 6 months ago? About $2 a box. They've gone up 5x in 6 months. 22s are now $10 a box. They used to be 1 cent per round. Then they hit 2 cents per round. You could have gotten them for 4 cents per round 6 months ago when I kept saying got 22s. Now they're 20 cents a round. What I'm trying to tell you is it's here. The revolution is here. The Civil War is here. Gwyneth, any comments?
Okay. Getting rid of people's firearms won't stop them from hurting other people because, you know, Gerald Celente, I think, says it best of all. He says when people have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And a person who doesn't have a firearm will grab anything that comes to hand and use it as a deadly weapon. And that could be, I don't know, a piece of string, a plastic bag, a roll of duct tape.
A potato?
A potato, yes. And, you know, a bottle of, you know, an empty bottle and a bit of your favorite automotive fuel, you know. And
It could be as simple as a rag. It can be as simple as a rag. Yeah. People on the street have, during these riots, they've stuffed a rag in the gas tank of a vehicle.
Yeah.
One match later, boom.
That's right. That is right. Because, you know, the really, really dangerous thing is a human mind intent on doing damage. And you can, even if you take every single last weapon away from a person and then you hack them off enough to where they really want to do some damage, they will do damage with their bare hands. They will kill people with their bare hands. If you take everything else away from them, then they will use their bare hands, they will use their own garments as a deadly weapon. So taking firearms away from people, when it comes down to the line, when it comes down to the line of people losing their patience for whatever reason, usually because their bellies are empty and they have no house anymore, and these power elites, they seem to think that people who are homeless and hungry are powerless, but actually they're the most dangerous people of all. And that's very, very easy to demonstrate because all you have to do is to be a normal person and go and live in a food-deprived homeless camp. They are the most dangerous places on the face of the earth. Homeless people without any food. Because they can appear from nowhere, and they will do their damage, and they will disappear from nowhere.
We're just telling you how it goes. Right. This is easy for everybody to see. It's right
in
front of us.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says serious negotiations with Democrats over a new pandemic-related stimulus bill continue. The Kentucky Republican saying there is zero chance, though, that America can get back to normal if businesses get sued because of the pandemic, which is why he says
no bill will be put on the Senate floor that does not have liability protection.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the Republican bill as proposed just doesn't cut it.
It is ununified, unserious, completely unsatisfactory.
The New York Democrat says the bill is full of giveaways to corporations. The number of U.S. COVID-19 deaths has passed 150,000, and Florida, Arkansas, Oregon, and Montana all saw their highest single-day death toll from the virus yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
President Trump will be traveling to Texas today, hoping to pump up the energy industry. His visit coming about a month after oil prices went negative for the first time ever. This morning, Trump will be speaking at an event in Midland, Texas. Later, he'll tour oil and gas operations in the Permian Basin. A tropical storm could slam Florida this weekend. The National Hurricane Center saying that the storm in the Atlantic could become Tropical Storm Isaias today. The effects of the storm could reach Florida by the end of the week. Major League Baseball believes the latest coronavirus outbreak is limited to the Miami Marlins. The league says more than 6,400 COVID-19 tests conducted since Friday have shown no new positive cases of on-field personnel for any of the other 29 big league clubs. Alicia Keys will be executive producer of a feature-length PBS documentary about six iconic African-American female entertainers. American Masters' How It Feels to Be Free aims to highlight the stories of Lena Horne, Abby Lincoln, Nina Simone, Diane Carroll, Cicely Tyson, and Pam Grier. And McDonald's says it could close as many as 200 of its locations permanently as a direct result of the pandemic. It just reported its lowest quarterly profits in 13 years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
God, you're
take my when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Chris, I'm not telling you anything that you haven't seen, and From what you've witnessed, you know, the government allows you to protest what you feel is wrong. Okay, in some places. Some places you need a permit to protest. What you've seen is that the government doesn't mind protesting. It really doesn't. Because they know it doesn't do anything and they don't pay attention to the villagers. It's when the villagers say, this isn't working, that they get really frustrated. And they say, you know what, why are we protesting these government buildings? Nobody lives there. And they decide to go to the mayor's house. Then that gets the government's attention. Whoa. You guys are protesting in front of a $7 million private home of the mayor. That gets their attention. And that's what's happened. I'm not telling people to do it. I'm telling you that it's already happened. We said it would happen. It did happen. And it's getting the attention. And the president is doing some really dangerous things by escalating, by sending troops in. And the cities are telling the president, get your troops out of here. We don't want them here. And the president is saying, you know, we're going to take care of business. If you locals can't do it, we're going to take care of it. We got a bigger hammer. And they do. But the problem is, the villagers, when that happens, the villagers are going to go ballistic and they're going to go into guerrilla mode. Not into mass protest mode. They're going to go into guerrilla mode. Why do I say that? Because it's already happened. We used to line up and face off against the redcoats. I'm talking about the colonists. We'd face off with them. We'd line up and we'd say, this is nuts. Why do we line up and become targets and get shot? So what happened? The colonists decided to become guerrilla warriors. And they hid behind trees and they pick off the redcoats one at a time. They pick off the guy with the most decorations on the uniform. That's what they did. And that's what's going to happen again. You can see it. It's right in front of you. So the people who wear the costumes in your village, who are giving the locals a hard time, they're going to be remembered. Think about that. Think about that if you're one of them. You're going to be remembered. And later, when you least expect it, the guerrillas are going to come out. It's happened before. History repeats itself over and over again. And those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah, many, many, many years ago, I'm talking about during the 1960s, my husband was in the habit of taking holidays in Ireland, and one of his Irish friends told him something. My husband was a gangster. Most of his friends were gangsters. And he said, and Archie said, well, you know, who's the most, you know, who's the guy around here that you really need to look out for? And his friend told him, the guy that you really need to look out for is the guy who's driving the plow with the team of horses. He's the guy that you really need to look out for. And Archie said, what do you mean? And his friend said, he's carrying a revolver. And Archie went, oh, I see. And that was how it was back then, which I think is what you might be talking about, Vincent. And even if somebody had taken that revolver off him, it would not have stopped him. Because, you know, he would have found other ways. But as it was, they found a good supply of revolvers back in the day. And I'm not saying anything that is not on the public record already, but that was what my husband was told back in the 1960s when he was going on his holidays to Ireland. And that's the truth of it. And I'll tell you what's going down in Melbourne. I'll tell the class. I've already told you. I'll tell the class what's going down in Melbourne. The police and the Australian Army are going to people who have positive coronavirus test results, and they're setting up camp outside their houses to make sure they don't leave home. That is not acceptable. That is definitely not acceptable. That is called a siege. And these people, I would not be surprised if some of them began to see the light and get rather upset about these people who are besieging their houses. And I don't know, maybe they'll just decide to play really, really loud music 24/7. That might be a good way to get rid of them, because that's a good old-fashioned Australian cure for getting rid of snakes out of the bottom of your garden, is to take your subwoofer out the back and play some of your favourite music at about 150 decibels for a number of hours. And you'll find that if you do that, you get sort of the snakes out of your garden. And you know something? That is just something that that occurred to me that might happen. I'm not advocating that people do that, but I'm just saying that it's a really good way to get rid of snakes out of the bottom of your garden.
Well, Gwyneth, the corrupt state of Missouri has two mobile sound systems, and they are high amplitude drivers. They have like speakers, and these are so loud that if they come up to you with them, you will wet your pants, literally, uncontrollably.
Yeah.
And that's what the Department of Transportation has here in the corrupt state of Missouri. So I'm pretty sure that Missouri is not the only corrupt state that has those things. I'm sure that the federal government's got them too. So there are all kinds of weapons. There are microwave weapons. There are sound weapons. There are biological weapons. There are radiological weapons. And then there are projectile-type weapons. And then there are explosive-type weapons.
I think people are going to get very creative. We need to keep saying this. We're not advocating anything. We're just saying what people might do, what people have done in the past in these sorts of situations, because you can't just keep pushing people and pushing people and pushing people, because sooner or later people are going to lose it. And it's maybe not everybody that loses it, you know. Maybe there will be some people who just curl up in a corner and just cry themselves to the grave.
Gwyneth,
you know.
Gwyneth, let's say it this way. Class, I believe that if we had a contest, the USA Prepares class with instructors and students combined, and we went head to head with any other broadcast in general knowledge, we would clean their clocks. Okay? I'm talking about Rush Limbaugh. I'm talking about Sean Hannity, Michael Medved, Michael Wiener, also known as Michael Savage. Doesn't matter. Glenn Beck. It doesn't matter. I believe our class is brighter than any of the other broadcasts. I really believe that. And I believe our class is bright enough to know that we should not participate in any of these protests. We should not. We should not protest. Do not do this. And here's why. Because I'd hate to see you get hurt. Because there are a bunch of stupid people out there, the GDP as I refer to them, the generally dumb public. They're pulling statues down. They are throwing lighted, highly flammable containers of liquids that burst into flames. They are 360 degrees around the protesters. You can get burned, wounded. You can be shot by the police. You can be in a tear gas fog at a second's notice. You can be shot in the face by the police with a rocket launcher that shoots a tear gas rocket. And they do it with impunity, because they're taught to do it, and that's their policy. Their policy is if they feel the slightest threat, they shoot first. Don't go to any protests. Don't go to any riots. Stay away, because we don't want to see you get hurt. I'm not going to any. I've never said, hey, y'all, go to a protest. I think it's our right to protest, but I'm not going. Don't go. Because if you go, and if you have your cell phone, they know who you are. Number one. They have facial recognition if you don't have a cell phone. And they probably know who you are. And they can round you up one at a time later. Next week? No, probably later than that. The week after? No, probably later than that. And I can prove it to you. Because there was a gun show in the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia a couple decades ago. And there were a lot of police there. I was there. I felt really uncomfortable. You know, normally they had one or two cops, like, at the door, checking rifles and pistols and shotguns and revolvers to make sure they were unloaded, you know, when you came in for to sell them. Well, one day there's like 20 of them. And I said to her son, I don't really like this. I feel really uncomfortable here. This is wrong. And I don't know what it is, but I don't like it. Let's go. So we left. We didn't buy anything. We didn't buy a book. We didn't buy a magazine. We didn't buy ammunition. We didn't buy anything. We didn't buy a sword, a medal, a dagger. No World War II memorabilia. No Civil War memorabilia. Nothing. We didn't even talk to some of the people we knew there who were, you know, World War II veterans. It's just a great thing to do. I met Randy Weaver there. I talked to him for a half an hour, just the two of us. Well, my son, too. I met Carlos Hathcock there. He was a Marine sniper, like number one. Talked to him for a half an hour. So it was a great experience for $4, right? Well, here's what happened. We saw the police in the parking lot writing down license plate numbers. A couple days later, in the Richmond City television news, people were complaining that the cops showed up at their houses and saying, "Where's that gun you bought, boy?"
Wow.
I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. I was there. It happened. Not to me.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, that story that I just told you about the Richmond, Virginia gun show, it's a big gun show. And it happened many years ago, a couple decades ago. It made the Richmond City television networks. It made the Richmond print news. Then it made the national news. And then it went all the way to the halls of the U.S. Congress. Congress was outraged. Absolutely outraged at what happened. That they got caught. So if you think that you've got a congressperson on your side, you ought to really think hard about that. Because you can say to a congressperson, you work for me. And if they say to you, no, I don't. I don't work for you. They are correct. They don't work for you. They get paid by the federal government. That's who they work for. And in a real estate transaction, you find a realtor and you look for a property and you say, I'd like to buy that property. And your realtor says, okay, we'll put an offer in, and you go to closing. Now, who does that realtor that showed you the property work for? You think that realtor works for you. That's not true. That realtor works for the seller. You're the buyer. Why? Because the money comes from the seller. The seller pays the commission to the realtor. You just pay the money to the seller. The seller then pays the realtor. That realtor that's your best buddy for that transaction doesn't work for you. Your congressperson doesn't work for you either. One last thing. So if you want to weigh in about your thoughts about USA Prepares being delisted from reruns on Republic Broadcasting Network, I'd love to hear your comments. I may read them. If you decide to do that, let me know what you think I can read on the air tomorrow and what you don't want me to read if I do the broadcast about that tomorrow. I may do it. So that would be instructor, INSTRUCTOR, at USAPrepares.com. USAPrepares.com. Gwyneth, any comments?
Okay. I would just like to, sort of back up everything that you just said about the protests. People shouldn't be going to protests. Okay. I'm not going to any protests. I'm not doing any in-person, sort of activism of that kind, demonstrating protests or anything like that. Because at the moment, you've got faction fighting faction, and they're all going to end up destroying each other. They're all paid off by one evil group or another that I can see, BLM, Antifa, the police. They're all paid off by people who basically want to dominate and control all of us and tell us all what to do. And I don't want to be told what to do by anyone. So my plan is to sit out here on my farm and watch the whole thing collapse in on itself, as it inevitably must, and just focus on rebuilding or building up my little world out here to be an inheritance for my children after me, to be a good place for myself and my family to live, to be a supply of food, and to be a very positive environment. But if anybody comes to the gate thinking that they're going to take this place off me, they have got another thing coming. And if everybody focused on just maintaining their own estate and of seeing off hostile people who would seek to take that place off of them, you know, then none of this would be possible for these globalists to do any of this, not with the fraudulent property taxes, not with the police coming and acting like a bunch of thugs. You know, if everybody said driver's license, why should I need permission for you to travel down the road to the shops? Why should I need permission from you to, you know, have this motor vehicle that I paid for with my own money? If everybody did that, then there's no way that they would even be able to enforce driver's licenses. But we've all bought into it. And because of that, they feel that they can enforce it. And around here, you know, it's like $500 a year to register a motor vehicle. That's just disgusting. That's like, you know, you're paying the value of a low-value vehicle once every few years just to keep that piece of aluminium plate on it to say that you've paid into their extortionate cartel. And I believe that the day's going to come when it's all going to collapse. It's all going to fall in on itself.
I agree. One final comment, class. Class, you are the rebuilders.
You're responsible
are the start.
For yourself.
You are the start of America. You are the start of America 2.0. Gwyneth, do you agree with that?
Yeah. And Australia 2.0 too.
That's correct. Yeah. That's who you are, class.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.